XRP whale inflows on Binance Sync to lowest level. Since 2021, XRP whale deposits into Binance have fallen to their weakest level in more than 3 years, according to data flagged by Crypto Potato on May 7th. Large holders are not moving coins to the venue that historically routes most of XRP's spot liquidity, even as the token trades at 141, down 2.76% over 24 hours, up 2.89% over the past week. As of May 7, 2026. The metric tracks XRP transferred from large wallets to Binance deposit addresses. Inflows from whales typically rise when holders intend to sell or move into other positions on the exchange, and fall when those same wallets are content to hold off venue. The current reading is the lowest since 2021, when XRP spent much of the year in the early stages of its post-SEC lawsuit recovery. Whales are not pre-positioning to sell exchange. Inflow data is one of the cleaner sentiment indicators in crypto because it is observable on-chain and tied to a specific venue. Binance is the deepest XRP order book in the market, so a multi-year low in whale deposits there is meaningful in a way a smaller exchange would not be. The pattern can cut two ways. A drop in inflows can mean holders are confident enough to keep coins in cold storage or self-custody. It can also mean activity has simply dried up, with neither buyers nor sellers showing conviction. The 7-day price chart leans toward the first reading. XRP is up 2.89% on the week, even with the 24-hour pullback, and Binance's spot order book has not seen the kind of large sell walls that usually accompany whale deposit spikes. Context. From the wider market, crypto's broader tone on May 7 is mixed. Bitcoin is at 80.809s. Down 1.71% over 24 hours, up 6.33% over the week. Ethereum trades at $2,326, down 3.47% on the day. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sits at 49 neutral territory. Against that backdrop, XRP's relative resilience and falling exchange inflows fit a pattern often seen before short squeezes. Low realized supply on exchanges, weak sell pressure, and a market that is already priced in macro caution. The same setup can also produce extended sideways action if no catalyst arrives. Catalysts in the XRP pipeline. XRP has two near-term narratives that whale wallets may be positioning for. The first is institutional rails. Ripple's XRP ledger pilot with Ondo, JP Morgan, and MasterCard puts the chain inside a regulated bank-to-bank settlement test, the kind of integration that would expand demand beyond retail flows. The second is broader regulatory clarity. The Senate's Clarity Act compromise has reignited the debate over which large-cap tokens get classified as securities versus commodities. And XRP, after years of litigation, has more on-the-record clarity than most. Holders who endured the lawsuit period are not obvious sellers at current prices. Neither catalyst guarantees a move higher. Both reduce the cost of holding off exchange. Reading the signal carefully, a multi-year low in exchange inflows does not by itself predict a rally. CryptoQuant and other on-chain analytics shops have published research showing that exchange inflow data correlates with future price more reliably during high-volume periods than during quiet ones. The current XRP tape is closer to the quiet end of that spectrum. For crypto card users who hold XRP as part of a spending stack or yield strategy, the practical takeaway is narrow. Card platforms that let users spend XRP balances directly are still rare, and the weak inflow reading does not change the operational risk of leaving funds on a custodial platform. The cleanest interpretation, large holders see no urgency to sell at 141, and that is reflected on the largest book in the market.